Well, and that's why you keep your cows. They're using a building separate from another barn, because you go out to milk them. Ordinary people, they are different. It's a matter of big business now.
Yeah.
Automatic.
Here in the city in the old days, where'd you get your milk from in the old days?
Well, as much water as you get milk.
What about the place where they let the cows out to graze? Where they
pasture.
And what about the place where they...
horses?
Well, I was thinking the place, there's another kind of land where they grow corn. What would they call that?
Pasture, where they grow corn.
Where they grow corn.
I don't know if that'd be a separate name. Just call it garden.
Okay.
Yeah, garden.
You ever see around here the kinds of fences they have around?
Well, sometimes they're wooden, sometimes they're wire. They're called pastures for horses and cows.
The kind of wire fence that's got those little things on that stick
in. Yeah, a kind of heavy wire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's got those little hooks on it if you go over.
Yeah.
You know, what's that called? What do they call that? What kind?
On the fence.
Yeah.
Well, it's barbed wire.
And then if you're putting in a barbed wire fence, every so often you have to dig holes for what?
You have to have, usually the safest way, have concrete posts.
Uh-huh.
Because that's, ordinary posts would rot. But you have, for pasture, you have to have a strong fence.
Okay. Now, another kind of thing. What kinds, when you were a boy, what kinds of chores did you have to do?
Well, my job was bringing wood, bringing coal. I cleaned the lamps and those things. Fill the lamps with oil and clean the clothes.
Do you have to carry water ever?
Huh?
You have to carry water?
Yeah, well, yeah.
What'd you carry that?
Sometimes I had a well that you had a bucket on, you're down.
Mm-hmm.
So, then sometimes, some people live near a spring.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't live near a spring. So we had a well. Then from wells, it went to pumps.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. With your hand like that.
That shows the progress.
What about the amount of wood you can carry at one time? What do you call that?
Well, keep wood in bins. Sometimes you buy coil wood, and there are times that they would come around with blocks of wood in baskets, and you buy so many baskets. Then there are times of coal, you come around and bag bushes. Then you buy coal by the ton.
Mm-hmm.
And certain types of coal, nut coal or before that you use, anthracite, something like that.
How much can you carry in your arm at one time?
A wood?
Yeah.
Oh, that much, but I'll pull up to here.
Yeah. What do you call that if you have an arm, if you have your hands full? What do you call that much wood?
Armful of wood? Armful.
Okay.
Coal, you use what are called scuttles.
Uh-huh.
A coal.
Uh-huh.
There's a bucket shape, but that kind of spoke.
I see. Yeah. What about other things you did around the house? Do you ever have to help with the dishes?
Yeah, very often wash dishes.
Mm-hmm. Then after you wash them in soapy water, in clear water.
Rinse them, then and wipe them.
Yeah. What do you use to wipe them with? What do they call that?
Well, a towel. Dish towel.
Flour used to come in?
Flour, that's you cook with?
Yeah.
In bags and barrels. Some people could buy a barrel of flour, some people just buy it by the bag. The meal come in bags.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.